Rassi, Stories of Life and Rugby. Written by Rassi Rasmus, with David O'Sullivan. Read by Eben Genis. Dedication. To my mother Maria, my sisters Martli and Gerda, my wife Nikki, and my children Nikki, Carly and Jani. Preface. People think they know me, and I understand why. I've lived my life in the public eye ever since I started playing rugby for Free State back in 1994. I come from Dispatch, an Eastern Cape town with humble beginnings, where my world was incredibly small. And then, as my rugby prowess grew, I was suddenly being featured on the sports pages of newspapers and in rugby magazines, and being talked about on the radio and appearing on TV. The matches I played were live in people's homes. The public gaze increased dramatically when I became a Springbok and later a coach who won the Currie Cup twice. And when I coached the Boks and won the 2019 World Cup, the scrutiny became almost unbearable. When social media arrived, I was quick to get on board. I've always been slightly ahead of the game when it comes to technology. I use Twitter a lot, sometimes fueling Twitter storms and Twitter wars, and that simply increased the public's access to what I was doing and saying. People read and commented on what I had to say and watched videos of me dancing and enjoying life. So many saw that now infamous video of me criticizing a referee. It's all out there for the public to view and judge. People think they know me, and so they form their own opinions of me. I've got no problem with that. People can and must have their own views. Of course, I would prefer that those views and opinions were based on fact. But I know the facts aren't always available. So people sometimes make up their minds about me based on something that simply isn't true. To be honest, a lot of the public opinion about me is way off the mark. I may come across as a loudmouth, opinionated, arrogant, unrepentant. That I'm not very serious, like I enjoy to jawl a little too much. I might appear troubled, complicated, and angry. The list of perceptions is long. And while some of this criticism is understandable, even justified, a lot of it is just plain wrong. People think I'm extroverted, but I'm not. I find social occasions difficult, and I'm uncomfortable engaging with people I don't know. When I speak at news conferences, I'm nervous and way out of my comfort zone. Of course, I'm used to it by now and try to put on a smile, but that doesn't mean the situation gets any easier to handle. I speak my mind when I believe I can make a difference. I express my view when I think people may otherwise misunderstand what's going on. I put myself out there. But that doesn't mean I like the limelight. Actually, behind it all, I'm a quiet, uncomplicated person. I can count the number of close friends on one hand. I prefer to be private. I don't want to be the center of attention. But that's not the life I can lead with the career I've chosen for myself, and I can live with that. People think they know me, but they don't. You want to know who the real Rassi Rasmus is? Let me tell you. Chapter 1. The name Rassi came later. For the first 18 years of my life, I was simply Honey, the shortened version of the name on my birth certificate, Johan. That's me, simply Johan Erasmus, no other names. My old school friends and people who knew me as a lightie still call me Honey. Dispatch, where I grew up in the Eastern Cape, is a small working-class town, home to 40,000 people, about 30 kilometers from Port Elizabeth, PE, now Kaberga. I was born on 5 November 1972 in the provincial hospital of the neighboring town of Uitenhage, just across the bridge over the Swartkops River. Dispatch didn't have a hospital.